on FM and DAB across Medway.
Online and on the move on your smartphone.
This is KMFM with the latest news for Kent at 1, Joanna Earle.
The number of people who've died in the sea off Kent has increased according to figures given to KMFM. The RNLI say there were 4 deaths in 2014. That rose to 11 last year. Nationally, the number of coastal deaths have reached their highest figure for 5 years, with 168 people killed. James Millage is from the rescue organisation.
We know that a lot of people might witness an incident and actually might try and rescue someone. We'd always encourage people not to do that. Call 999, ask for the Coast Guard.
Phil Bindon lost his son Mike in 2014. The 23-year-old was swept into the sea by a freak wave in Cornwall.
I just wanted Mike back home, and it was very hard as a parent to sort of know that he was out there somewhere and there's nothing as a parent you could do about getting him back. That day it broke my heart.
KMFM News.
Police have released images of a car they think was used by a man they want to question in connection with the murder of a pensioner in Suffolk. They're trying to piece together Ali Quazimaj's movements before the Citroen C3 was found abandoned in Dover on Monday. Peter Stewart's body was found near his home on Friday. We've tweeted a picture of the car via @KMFM News. A woman's been taken to hospital following a fire at a house in Ashford overnight. The blaze is thought to have started in the garage of the property on Wood Lane in Kingsnorth before spreading to both floors and the roof. It's not known yet how the fire started.
KMFM News.
Ed Sheeran's being sued for more than $20 million over claims he copied a song released by the former X Factor winner Matt Cardle. Two California songwriters say his hit Photograph bears a similar structure to their song Amazing, which was recorded 5 years ago. You're being urged to plan your journey home if you're going to be drinking whilst out in Kent watching matches during Euro 2016. Warning posters and beer mats are being sent to pubs across the county ahead of the football tournament getting underway tomorrow. Road safety campaigners say 1 in 6 fatal crashes involves a driver under the influence. Vicky Watkins is a road safety team leader.
If you are caught and convicted of drink driving, you will lose your licence for a minimum of 12 months. You will have a criminal record. You will have a hefty fine. In some cases, you may end up in prison. But obviously, the biggest penalty you could potentially have is have a serious crash and potentially kill yourself or somebody else as well.
Investigations are underway after a man exposed himself to a woman near a children's play park in Canterbury. The victims told police it happened while she was walking along a path from Reams Way towards Whitehall Road last Friday. Officers are stepping up patrols and say they're not ruling it out. It could be linked to 4 similar incidents in the city.
KMFM News.
Uni students in Kent are being encouraged to download a new app to help keep them safe on campus. Safe Zone, which will work at the University of Kent's campuses in Medway and Canterbury, gives advice and helps contact security in an emergency. It's already used by more than 20 other unis across England, America and Australia. Joyce McAvoy is a PCSO based on the campus in Chatham Maritime.
We have 24/7 security here. There's CCTV just about everywhere on campus. I'm here 4 days a week, Monday to Thursday, but generally I work at weekends as well. So I'm always available.
And old copies of the Kent Messenger paper have been found wrapped around a skeleton of a blue whale, which is due to go on display at the Natural History Museum in London. Workmen discovered various issues of the paper from 1932, stuffed inside the mammal's discs whilst moving it from the Mammal Hall Museum in Ireland, where it was washed up on a beach over 130 years ago. You can see pictures via @KMFM News.
KMFM Sport.
With First Choice Garage Doors. Installing quality garage doors across Kent. first-choice.co.uk.
Footballer Chris Smalling says there's a mixture of nerves and excitement among the England squad ahead of their opening game at Euro 2016. With more on that and the rest of the sport this lunchtime, here's Nicola.
Well, they start their Group B campaign against Russia in Marseille on Saturday. The former Maidstone United defender says there's a real feeling of togetherness in the group.
Even before this squad, there are some obviously fresh faces in this squad, but we've all majority known each other for very long periods, whether it be some of the underage groups. So I think on the whole we all get on very well, and it makes it a lot easier when you spend 24 hours a day and together.
On to cricket, and Kent have bounced back from two defeats in the T20 Blast with a victory over Hampshire. The Spitfires beat the visitors to Canterbury by 8 runs last night. They're next back in action against Sussex in Hove tomorrow. Meantime, England have not had a good start to the third test with Sri Lanka. A short time ago, they were 71-2 after winning the toss and choosing to bat first. Alistair Cook's leading an unchanged side.
That's the latest. Next update's at 2.
Read, watch and listen to all the latest news stories across Kent
at kentonline.co.uk.